You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hi there, Dave here. Today on Foundation's Reflections, we're looking at Matthew 15, 29 to 39. Yesterday, we heard how Jesus paused his plan to minister to the person in front of him. Today, we see Jesus return to the familiar location of the Sea of Galilee. This is familiar territory for both him and his disciples. Again, the passage today is relatively short, so I'll read it in full now. Matthew 15, 29 to 39. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way." His disciples answered, "Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied, "and a few small fish." He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000 men, besides women and children. After Jesus has sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went into the vicinity of Magadan. What a great passage! Allow me to start with a question. How often do we need reminding of what God has done for us? Something we love to do at STC is give thanks. We start each week doing it at morning prayers. We include it in the daily prayer emails, and we regularly share things we're thankful for in Sunday gatherings. It's a great rhythm, a great discipline even, and I love it. When I start to say thank you to God, I start off with all the classics. Thank you for my wife. I always say that first, just in case she's listening. Thank you for our family, our jobs, the house we live in, our friends. But then, I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, it can end there. Or the list carries on with general things that could be true any day of the week. And it's good to say thank you for these things, absolutely. However, we're missing out on something if we stay at this level. Something much more powerful, much more profound, is if we can start to name really specific things that have impacted us and caused us to give thanks. Places and times that we've seen God provide for us or those around us. Places we've seen breakthrough. People that we've seen a change in. The easiest way to identify these places is to think, well, what did I pray for last week? And has it happened? What prayers has God answered? It might be a meeting going well. It might be getting an opportunity to speak to a particular person. It can be anything. Why is it important to do this? Well, simply because it is so easy for us to forget or lose sight of what God has done for us. Take this passage as an example. Jesus sees that the people need food. He's tended to their other needs. He's performed these incredible miracles and wowed the crowds. But Jesus knows they need to eat. Jesus calls his disciples to him and declares his intentions to feed the crowd. Does this sound familiar? This happened just 1 chapter ago. in real time. This is, you know, it's certainly no longer than a month or two later. And yet, still the response he gets is a reply of, where could we find that food, Jesus? Where could we find that food ourselves? Jesus goes on to repeat the miracle that he performs in the previous chapter, where he feeds everyone and there are basketfuls left over. But I wonder, how easy was it for the disciples to forget in the moment that Jesus had provided before? How easy is it for us to do the same now? Being specific in our own thanksgivings reminds us of what God has done and gives us confidence that he can and will do it again in the future. Our God is a generous God. This story is just one example of that. He is faithful and he provides for his people in their time of need. I'd encourage us all to take heart from that today. Let us be people who seek to recognize God's generosity in our lives, but also people who remind ourselves of it. Sharing these stories is a great move as well. Not only can it encourage others now when we share those stories, but also when we're finding life hard, it means others are able to encourage us by reminding us of the stories that we may have forgotten. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are generous in your faithfulness and provision. Please help us to be encouraged today by remembering the times that we have seen your provision and breakthrough in our lives. Amen.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. You have no rival, you have the weak. kissed her.